welcome to episode 20 of the Low Carb Universe Show. That is cool.
What a party.
Yes. And we would love to celebrate this wonderful occasion.
Yes.
With a very special episode.
Very serious, too.
Very serious. Because we dug up those small keto nerds inside ourselves and decided to search for headlines in the news.
Yeah, that have been misinterpreted.
Yes, or grammatically wrong or something. Everything seen, all seen with keto nerd eyes.
Yes.
So we just get started. I can start with my
yeah,
first one.
Yeah, what did you find, Bitte?
I was looking in the Times, and the headline says, "Big day for AT&T, Time Warner, and US as court rules in antitrust case." And I am so sure that they are talking about, they missed AIN.
Yeah, caseine, antitrust caseine.
And this is just proof of how badly, poorly educated people are in health and diet, I think.
Yeah, and especially at AT&T, Time Warner, and the US.
Yes, they sure are. Shouldn't we be able to ask for more for those big...
I think we really should. I mean, this is a big mistake that we just can't let go. So get your stuff together, Times, and get your headlines right.
Just one thing. Can they sue us for doing this?
I hope not. No one listens anyway, so it's no point.
Yeah, but that was my first. It's more of a grammatical thing that they miss. Yeah. It ruins the whole headline.
It really does.
So what do you have up your pocket?
My first one is a diplomatic menu, what Trump and Kim ate. And there, of course, diplomatic is wrong. It should be ketogenic.
Yes, of course. It should. And maybe that's why they are meeting now.
Meeting! I love it!
And they ate keto and got to be just
friendly and happy and hugged, and now they're friends forever.
Yeah, and then Mr. Trump goes back to his Big Macs.
Yeah,
and everything
goes out the window.
Yeah, that's too bad. Bad. Okay, found one here. This one really upsets me. It's from the Scotsman. Scotland's weather. Most of the country will be battered by 70 miles per hour gales. Since when is battering? Is some of the worst things you ever can eat. That is battered. And think of being hit by a 70 mile per hour
batter coming at you.
Yeah. And I have one more thing because I speak a bit of Spanish. Mm-hmm. Gales. I think it's wrongly spelled. I think it should be galletas. You know, Spanish for cookies.
Yes.
And
so we have batter at 70 miles per hour with cookies.
Yeah, that is that is truly awful.
I cannot imagine a worse meal for myself, actually.
No.
And at that speed, I mean, you can't keep up.
The cookies will kill you.
Cookies do kill you, but here especially.
Yeah. Battered cookies. You just have to look at them. And then
it's a bit like French toast.
Yeah.
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 Combining the worst with the worst.
Yeah. And what's next?
On my side, I found on the BBC... Social media must be made less addictive, says Watchdog, which is true, but how are we going to achieve that?
Clearly,
with the help of keto.
Yeah, of course, keto helps forever. It's a help for everything. It's a cure for almost
everything.
Except for insanity when it comes to us, maybe?
No, I think that's actually gotten worse. That's probably the only thing that's gotten worse on keto, because I have more energy and I'm eating the right stuff and I'm giving my body the right nutrients. So actually the insanity part of me and the crazy part of me has gotten worse. And I think just about everything else has gotten better.
Yeah, and I can really sign for that because I'm the latest week, I've been really into very strict ketogenic diet to achieve a very high number. And I'm like that, you know, that battery ad with the rabbit?
Yeah. Yeah. You're so funny.
That rabbit. No, yeah. I run past him. And then I found something in the Financial Times. Explainer U.S. interest rates. Is Federal Reserve set to retire low rates guidance? And I'm sure it should be low carb guidance.
Yes, but why would they retire it?
We haven't gotten started yet. So how could it be retired? I also have another thing. They are like sneaking in messages from the high carb. Surging U.S. growth and tumbling unemployment point to another quarter point rate rise. That rate rise, 8 rise.
I know.
Yeah.
Unemployment makes you eat rice.
Yeah.
Our conclusion.
Yes, absolutely. A ketogenic mind's conclusion.
Yes. So basically eating, this is, you know, but this is what the media sometimes does with headlines and stuff. So we can do it the other way. Yeah. So basically eating keto will stop your unemployment.
Yeah.
If you stay away from the rice, the Financial Times say that if you stay away from the rice, you will get employed.
Okay. What do you have next?
Next, the World Cup. Let's talk a little bit of football because we never speak about that stuff otherwise. So let's speak a little football. Okay, so the World Cup 2018, Spain sack manager 2 days before first match. They, of course, missed the second part of that due to the lack of ketosis.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Imagine like the amount of goals that would be scored if all soccer players in the World Cup would be on keto.
Yes, I can imagine. And I think that they could sort of half the time.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be so fast and quick.
I know. And then we don't have to watch these really long, boring football games.
Exactly what I was thinking. But thought I would be a fine person and not say it out loud, but you did it, and I say,
you know what?
So, yeah,
that's very true. But actually, that, to be serious for just a couple of milliseconds, that has actually been proven by teams before. Like, for example, like we heard from Dr. Peter Bruckner in London when we went there, that the New Zealand All Blacks. The rugby team, when they stopped eating as many carbs, they actually started performing a lot better and had better response time, and recovery time was shortened as well.
I know they've been doing this for some Swedish football and ice hockey teams, I think. No more seriousness.
No, let's go back to crazy. I like it more today.
Moreover to keto seriousness. Yeah. These are headlines from a very important meeting last week, and I do have hope for world peace now.
I do too.
Yeah, and as in my other examples, they missed they lack the correct grammar or too short of time to put the headlines right. But the headline in the Times says, Trump and Kim vow to leave the past behind. And I tell you that they mean leave the past behind. And if they do, they will be kind and happy and wanting to work hard to get an agreement. So I think this is the first step towards world peace, leaving Costa behind.
So basically what we're saying with our headlines today, both the previous one that you had and this one, is basically by going keto, we will solve the unemployment issue.
Yeah.
And we will also solve world peace.
Yeah.
And also fix a lot of other illnesses.
Everything.
Everything.
Not really, but we'd wish.
Yeah.
You do become a more energetic and happy human being.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
Do you have any more headlines?
Oh, I have two more.
Okay. Oh, then shoot.
This is also from the BBC. The Pepsi bottling plant shuts down in Mexico after gang threats.
Woohoo!
And there's nothing really wrong with this headline, but I'm just wondering, what's this gang?
Yeah, is it
the keto movement has gotten really, really far? If we're gagging up and shutting down Pepsi plants, how
I had to applaud that initiative.
I know, right? That's the only gang gang stuff I will.
Gang.
I'm sure it's all terrible in real life, but
all the criminality.
Yeah,
you have to add that to world peace and all the problems.
Yeah, but that goes hand in hand with world peace, you know.
Yeah, yes, it does. Of course. Yeah.
I also love the fact that in this article, we will post these underneath the show stuff. Yeah. But in this article about the Pepsi bottling plant that shuts down in Mexico, there is actually a Coca-Cola sign.
That's humor.
Let's not. Mm-hmm. That's great. And then the last one. Could your medications be making you depressed?
Yeah.
And this is actually only a half funny one, because I think they do, a lot of them.
I've been there.
Yeah. I've been there too.
It's
ridiculous.
Oh, terrible.
But also, if you do get depressed and maybe go keto, it can help both depression. No, this is serious. Both depression and maybe get you off of that medication, whatever it, you know, or lessen the dose of it at least.
Yeah.
If you consult with your doctor, clearly. But course. I think it could have an impact if you try.
I'm an example of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after going keto, I noticed a big difference in my mood.
Yeah.
Helped me take the last few steps away from depression. So, hooray, hooray.
Yay, but this cannot become a, you know, serious and depressive episode. So now we have to be crazy.
We have to be crazy sometimes. And if you listen to us and say, oh, those crazy ladies, I would love to meet them, where should they go?
They should definitely consider joining us in Mallorca in November.
Yeah.
For our second coolest low-carb event ever.
The funniest.
It will be the funniest. But that's besides the point. But LCU 18 is coming up, and so don't miss out. Get your ticket and come and have some fun with us, crazy ladies, in Mallorca in November.
Yeah, this is we are not all just into the correct, the right food, the most healthy food, but we also emphasize the fact that you should be able to laugh at yourself.
Definitely.
And we are becoming better and better at it.
We are so good at this right now that
yes, this is extraordinary.
Yeah.
Well,
But joy is definitely a health factor, according to both of us. And this is why we keep bringing it up every now and then and offering up some
and more or less
fun stuff.
Yeah, and a great advice. If you feel like, I can't do that, I can't be that crazy, start a pod.
Yeah.
And you just click the record button and then you shoot.
Yeah.
We always shoot from the hips.
Yeah.
This was very well prepared.
Yes, for being our pod. It's true.
For being our pod, yes. Try to do what we did, because it gives you, brings a smile on your face. When you read the morning paper or anything, listen to the news, the news shows in on the telly, this is super fun. Because when you put those glasses on, the keto glasses, keto nerd, it was so fun, much fun.
Yeah.
Searching for the headlines. So you do it.
And the news today anyway are mainly depressing. So, you know, why not make a little, have a little fun with them?
Exactly.
I'll see you next week, Bitte.
Yeah, same, same. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.